Well, thank you, Chair Murray and our Ranking Member Burr. I thank you to all the witnesses. And I just want to thank my colleagues, Senator Casey, for his discussion on the subminimum wage, something I am eager to work with him on. I'm proud that New Hampshire was the first state to eliminate subminimum wages. And also a thank you to my colleague, Senator Kane. I'm a co-sponsor of the Jobs Act, and we just got to keep working to get that done. I want to start with a question to both Ms. Sherrard Freeman and Ms. Mack. When I was governor of New Hampshire, now as a senator, I have supported career pathway programs, which combine work, education, and support services to expand opportunities for workers who've fallen out of the labor force or need to make progress in their careers. Through these programs, businesses partner with higher education institutions so that workers receive on-the-job training while also earning recognized educational credentials to help advance in their careers. This Congress, I reintroduced the Gateway to Careers Act with Senators Young, Kane, and Collins, a bipartisan bill to expand career pathways, as well as to provide wraparound support for workers who face barriers such as transportation or childcare costs. So I'll start with you, Ms. Sherrard Freeman. Could you speak to how career pathways programs help workers to reenter or remain in the workforce? And then we'll go to Ms. Mack.